what we see across the country is a new commitment on the part, not just the school district, on the part of communities.
Casey Foundation Vice President Ralph Smith appearing at the My Precious Angel Child Care on Bailey Avenue. He praised the work of the Community Foundation for Greater Buffalo, M&T's Buffalo Promise Neighborhood, and other partners for delivering this reading program in the Bailey Avenue neighborhood over several years. Smith delivered the Pace Setter Award. Buffalo was the only community in the state to receive the national award. Smith is impressed with what's happening here in the city and realizes it needs to be spread to more children in need.
Whether we're making enough progress and we're learning, as you see from the data, that a number of kids who are ready by the end of second grade are not doing as well as we had hoped, suggesting that we've got to do more with the schools, and we've got to do more at home, and we've got to do more with the communities.
There's another feather.
Hey, can't
wait. And where's the kitty now?
Children at the daycare center surrounded Clodile D. Decker, president and CEO of the Community Foundation, as she read a story. Read to Succeed leaders announced this year that 96% of students in the program are now exceeding their literacy goals.
And there's very intentional alignment and collaboration happening across the birth to career continuum. That is why the campaign for grade level reading is recognizing Buffalo and Read to Succeed as a pace setter community.
Read to Succeed serves 1,800 city children. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.